Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Election news. They got their Trump mug shot, and it might turn out to be the shot heard round the world. The debate, who did you call the winner? I say Trump won that debate, even without bothering to show up. I'll explain the Lindell plan for securing the 2024 election, and I think you'll be encouraged. You can let me know what you think of it. And then health news. Mask mania is returning, and we will hear from a professional medical care provider who works in anesthesia, who turned a whistleblower and revealed that she got inside look at the proof that this is a planned pandemic orchestrated by the government medical establishment. And we will look into a report from the CDC that warns the vaccinated are actually more likely to be susceptible to the new variant than the unvaccinated. And then 8 cases, and the CDC is ready to call it a global pandemic. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Trump mugshot truly is the Mona Lisa of mugshots. Have you seen it? I mean, it's the most perfect mugshot in the history of mugshots. Thank you, CaptainDeplorable45.com. Download my show notes for today, if for no other reason, just to take a look at this guy's impersonation of Trump talking about his mugshot. It's awesome. This guy deserves a conservative equivalent to the Emmy or an Oscar or something. What's that? Oscars are about recognizing films. Emmys, the act. Okay. All right. Well, what do I know? Not much about Oscars for sure. I don't think I've watched the Oscars or the Emmys for that matter for, I don't know, 20 years. This mugshot, now that should get, okay, the Hamden International Photography Award. Now that, I know that one. How did they get such a perfect mugshot? I mean, really, this looks like a professional studio mugshot. It's really awesome. So Trump comes back onto Twitter. Did you know that? Yeah, he's back on that platform after 2 years absence. And his first tweet is this beautiful, iconic mugshot that's sure to go viral. And no mask or vaccine is going to protect the deep state and their human bobblehead bots from that virus. Hey, Sarah, ivermectin won't even cure this one. Did you catch the motorcade arriving at Fulton County? Right, they're at the jail to deliver Trump to be booked for his crimes against Hillary. Look totally presidential, don't you think? Did you catch the Biden motorcade arriving in Maui? The crowds were flipping him off. Yeah, flipping off the fake president while America watched their real president booked for crimes against the deep state. Certainly not against America. Tucker said America will never be the same after this spectacle, and I agree. In fact, I totally get his point. But really, America has not been the same for a while now. I mean, at least since as far back as Woodrow Wilson set us on the path toward communism. America was fundamentally changed even earlier than that. You can go back to the Civil War and see the seeds put in place that are producing the fruit we're looking at right now, dealing with right now, in that struggle between political parties. That developed, that has matured now into the present partisan politics that are tearing at the very fabric of our country today. George Washington warned us about this. America took a decisive step toward her ruin when the attitude of Christians changed toward the Holy Bible. You know, when a perfect Bible no longer mattered to anybody. I mean, who needs that, right? When dependency shifted away from faith in the infallible Word of God, to faith in the infallibility of science, falsely so called, by the way. It used to be the Bible says, And now it's, well, now it's Fauci says. Belief in the Bible as the infallible revelation of God to man begat, literally begat, the scientific revolution. It gave rise to Boyle, inventor of Boyle's Law, concerning the physics of gas. He defined elements, created chemical compounds. He said understanding science was a higher glorification of God. And that was the belief that took hold of hearts in that day. Newton actually spent more time in scripture than he did in his experiments. Profoundly changed our understanding of nature. First to postulate a universal law of gravitation. Described the laws of motion, invented calculus, built the first reflecting telescope. Yeah. Showed sunlight is made up of all the colors of the rainbow. And that would be all seven of them, by the way. The queers are missing one. Their flag has only six. And then there's Euler and Faraday. By the way, you get his box, the Faraday box? You might need it. Faraday discovered electromagnetic induction. He linked light and magnetism. A devout Christian. And then Maxwell and Mendel. Mendel got us started looking into genetics. Huh, that's interesting. He's a Roman Catholic, Augustinian abbot. That might explain some things regarding the direction genetic research has taken. And then there's Compton and Fisher. A Quaker named Dalton established Dalton's atomic theory. And another favorite, George Washington Carver, a Protestant evangelist, actually, who contributed more to agriculture productivity of crops and so on than probably anybody else in the scientific community or in history. And I mean in terms of food you would want to eat, not the stuff Gates wants. Not that stuff Gates wants you to eat. But anyway, don't get too excited, Christian, because Collins and Fauci are also in this list. Dedicated Catholics, by the way. And they are the, well, let's just say they had their hand in the invention of SARS-CoV-2. Ideological sons of Mendel? Maybe. But then there is William Thomson, a.k.a. Lord Kelvin, who codified the first two laws of thermodynamics, found the absolute zero of temperature in Celsius. It was, what, negative 273 and some change? I don't remember exactly. And so invented the Kelvin scale as an alternative to Celsius. These were all, the ones I named here, are reputed to be Christian people who were devout. But anyway, back to Trump, who reintroduced himself to the Twitterverse, now called X, for reasons Elon explained, had to do with his desire to, quote, embody the imperfections in us all that make us unique, end quote. And I kind of scratched my head on that one, you know, because the, I don't know what he's talking about exactly. I have to talk to him. I haven't had that privilege. But the X chromosome is the one that is shared in common by both genders, right? The male is XY, the female is XX. The X would better represent what unites us as human beings, wouldn't it? Anyway, Elon is telling us it has to do with his plans to create an everything app. And that's interesting. We'll explore it later. The fact is, Elon has used X in other enterprises, X.com and X. Or not X. X Corp. In fact, Elon used his X Corp to acquire Twitter. So it's probably not more complicated than that. He wants to bring Twitter into the Musk brand. Some think it was a step toward the dark side. Well, that wouldn't surprise me, quite frankly. Nothing does these days. How about you? I do understand X is used in Freemasonry to indicate transformation. I also understand it's used in Christianity to stand for Christ. The he in the Greek alphabet. I do understand X is used in Freemasonry to indicate transformation. It supposedly marks the point of transition into spiritual power. Thus, Aleister Crowley chose this symbol to form his Star of Babylon. You know, the Luciferian star. Well, I know this is somewhat extraneous, but I also know, I talked to enough of you to know, it's part of what you have come to love about the brain massage. All right, so Trump returns to Twitter with this iconic mugshot, looking fierce. I mean, ready to rebuke the deep state. And so what more fitting place to do it than on the very platform that they used to signal the beginning of his exile? And how fitting, if indeed the X is intended to mark Twitter as in service to Baphomet, fitting then that Trump would invade that space with visage grim, a countenance of reproof, a menacing look of intended judgment. judgment that, I hope, will turn the civil sword to its divinely appointed and intended use, to execute wrath upon the evildoer and to protect the righteous. So, how about the debate? It's amazing how good Trump is at calling his moves. Wow. Some thought it was a mistake for him not to appear on the stage with these clowns. I never did think that was a good idea for him, and I'm glad he didn't do it. He wisely understood the importance that he maintained the distance between him and them that is represented in the polls and in public sentiment. I'm still convinced that for Trump to have joined them on the stage could have served no purpose other than to elevate each of them to somewhat his level. And they're not even close. Besides, as I suspected, Trump won that debate without even showing up. Now, here's a guy named Tony who declared Trump the winner of the first GOP presidential debate. And I thought he had some interesting comments. I want to share them with you. He claimed over 23 million people watched the Fox debate. However, Fox stipulated repeatedly in several sources that they had only 12.8 million viewers. I don't know where Tony got his number, but I'm going to use the Fox number. Now, all are agreed that at least 165 million viewers watched the Tucker Trump interview, which aired, by the way, in the same time slot on the same day and so on as this debate. That was also, I think, a good move on Trump's part. Tony pointed out, we are watching the defeat of the deep state right before our eyes. He observed that 165 million Americans tuned into a journalist that is not controlled by the deep state interviewing a man running for president who is not controlled by the deep state, probably the only one, other than Vivekananda, whatever, and on a platform that is not controlled by the deep state. Now think about it. He points out that this moment is nothing short of historic, and I agree with him, because where were the people? They weren't with the deep state, right? They were with the outsiders. And he said, and when the people ask me why Trump, his answer is because we wouldn't be in this moment without him. And that's actually a very insightful statement. And I appreciate it. I wish I knew more about the guy. I'd tell you a little more about him. Trump's take on the debate was not at all kind to Pence or to DeSantis. If you listen, you'll probably notice, as I have, that according to the pundits out there and the talkers or whatever, everybody won this debate. Except Trump. Well, they didn't consider him because he wasn't at the debate, but I think he won anyway. But anyway, everybody's picking their winner. I've heard Pence, he was the winner, no question about it. Nikki Haley, she won the day, and right? And all this. But Vivekananda, however you say his name, I apologize for that. But anyway, because he seems to be a very good man. But most people kind of deferred to him and said, you know, he carried it. Better than the rest of them did. But only Tony called it the way I called it. The only guy that actually won that debate was Trump, hands down, 165 million views, and that in spite of Google and Facebook and YouTube algorithms. Trump's campaign manager reported that the interview garnered over 124,400 reposts and over 439,500 likes. Completely overshadowing all of television programming on Wednesday night. Now, Christie got booed so loudly that the moderators found it hard to hush the crowd. DeSantis, at one moment during the debate, did exactly what I literally prayed and asked God to make him do, expose himself. Expose what a weasel politician he is. A finger licker, wind checker. I said this from the beginning of DeSantis' run, his announcement to run, that he's a snake, he's a traitor. He would use Trump to get the governorship and then pull this nonsense. He slithers this way and that way, protruding his forked tongue repeatedly to test which way he thinks he needs to slither next to achieve his coveted prey, power, and the privileges that come with it. I said that's what he has done all along the way. And I asked God would reveal it, and he did. When asked whether he would support Trump if convicted by the unjust witch hunt by this DA that the devil owns down there in Georgia, if she succeeds at getting a conviction, and of course it'll get appealed, go all the way up to Supreme Court and all that. They can't make this stick. In any event, if that happens, would each of them raise their hand to indicate that they will go on and support Trump anyway. Well, DeSantis literally, just like a snake, looked sideways both ways to see how everyone else was responding and then raised his hand, and not convincingly, only when he saw the political advantage was on that side of the question. And that's who this man is. We sure don't need a finger licker breeze checker. We need a fighter, and that's Trump. There are a couple more things that are related to the election in 2024 that I really feel like I need to address, and I'll do that on the other side of the break. So hold on. I'll be right back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur at Paul Revere's Manor Light. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. A few more things about the election I need to address, and we'll give you an update on health news. Here's a civilian patriot doing what he can, and that's all any of us can be asked to do. A Georgia citizen filed for the arrest of Fani. That's the DA who brought charges against Trump and 18 co-defendants. He alleges Fani violated her oath and is using her office and the power of it to violate a citizen's rights. Jim Jordan agrees, by the way. He says the case against Trump is election interference. And talk about doing what you can. Lindell has got something new to help us catch the election thieves in the act, and I think it sounds promising. Mike Lindell is at the forefront of our battle to return to the people their natural and divine right of consent. I've got a book coming out on this soon, Elections or Selections, The People's Right of Consent, and you're going to love it. I show with powerful and clear biblical exegesis that the idea of the right of the consent of the governed is supported by the Bible. In fact, I show that God himself subscribes to this principle. And hey, I'm not kidding. This book is going to rock your world, but more on that later. Mike has been doing God's work in this matter. That's Mike Lindell. I mean, right from the outset, from 2020. And frankly, I'm somewhat surprised he was not indicted, except that they probably could not connect him directly to the Georgia election. Anyway, he has come up with a device called a wireless monitoring device. We'll capture the signal, I believe he said also the IP address, of every digital device that is connected to the internet within the sphere of its range. Now, I'm sure you know that Dominion, ES&S, and the others have dismissed charges that their machines are being used to steal elections by claiming, well, they're not connected to the internet. And you might remember that the mantra was, at first, they can't be connected to the internet. It's impossible. They're not designed to be connected to the internet. Remember that? But when this was finally and fully debunked, they maneuvered to a fallback position and presented a new argument that while it is possible, it does not happen because that would be against the law. Can you believe these people? It's a law, so it can't be done. This is how they operate. Remember, when this was going down in Arizona, and we did, we had such hopes. After a short while, though, I could see what was going on, and many others were beginning to notice the same thing. And I remember doing a set of shows warning that they're going to fight for every inch, even for the inches that really are not essential to their protection. And the reason for that is it wears out the opposition before they get to what does matter. It exposes them also to disappointment and discouragement, hoping to make them just give up. And it helps them confirm to those who are watching all of this that, see, it was nothing. And, of course, they're never challenged with, if there was nothing, why did you fight so hard to keep that from us? You see, but that's because they are really very good at lying. They are devious liars whose expertise is guided by the ultimate liar, the father of lies, Satan himself. But our team kept on pursuing the truth. God bless them. And I said, okay, here's the thing. Here's what'll happen. They're going to fight tooth and nail and then yield when they have to, when they're overwhelmed by the evidence. and they'll drop back. But there's one place where they will stop, dig in, and they will die before they yield. And it's going to be the routers. The Arizona fight for our election integrity came down to the routers, and we never could get them. I told you they would die on that hill. And I'm telling you, when it comes to exposing these machines, the wicked will go nuclear to protect their secret here. The reason is it goes way past anything Democrats or Republicans are up to or have been up to. It goes way past America. It goes to the toppling of illegal regimes in other countries like Venezuela, some countries in Africa and elsewhere. And by the way, this whole thing was honed in California and it was perfected here. We've not had a completely honest election in California for almost 30 years. And my friend, this is a hill they will die on. And so much of their argument depends on protecting the secret of internet connectivity. So now we know they can be connected. So what they got to protect now is proof that there has been internet connection and manipulation. Now, Mike has a device that he demonstrated in his Election Crime Bureau forum earlier this month. And you can view the whole thing online at this link provided in my notes. I watched much of it, enough to have watched him demonstrate this machine called a WMD, and whether they intended this to be a play off the infamous weapons of mass destruction thing back in the days of Bush 2, I can't say. But it refers to wireless monitor device. And what it does is it captures every device in a room that's connected to the internet. And by the way, they put on a cool demonstration. They flew a drone carrying the device into the auditorium where they were all seated that they used for this event. And it landed on the desk in front of Mike. He separated the device from the drone and connected it to the big screen, the three big screens there. And he showed that it captured every person's device that was connected to the internet who were seated in the room right then. There was a moment when someone knowledgeable of this sort of technology asked a question. It might have been impertinent. I don't know. But he asked a question and pointed out that some component in the machine was made in Russia. Anyway, the implication was obvious. And by the way, Mike Lindell gets hit with stuff like this all the time. There are plants that are put in there by the FBI, by CIA. There are plants in these meetings that are prepped to challenge this, to undermine what it is that Mike's doing. This happens to him all the time. But I do think he had better get a better answer that will give us real assurance that this isn't an issue of concern. What matters is the device captures the IP addresses of every device connected to the internet. That really is what actually matters. I get that, but he should address this other question. Anyway, if that was a blindsided question, a plant, and it very likely was, I've watched Mike for a while now. He's going to come back and address it more fully and correct the problem if there is one. You cannot fake the results we saw displayed because it was real time and the people there in that room could see their device identified as connected to the internet. So I could be at home and on election day, my phone would alert me and I could look and see if someone connected, if some of the machine being used to vote in my community are connecting to the internet. How about that? The reason this is huge is that these devices can be deployed in every precinct where these cursed machines are used. And when an internet connection is detected and can be narrowed to the specific machine in a specific precinct, and it happens in real time, everybody gets alerted to it. We share it with one another and everybody we know, and they've got eyes on. Now, Mike also has a group called Cause of America. I think that's it. And it includes something like 250,000 members across the country who are actively watching precincts, monitoring voting in their regions, and they report on election fraud wherever and whenever they find it. And they report it in real time. And it shows up also on your device if you're connected to Frank Social. Isn't that awesome? Now, all of this comes to a database where it is stored, and all who subscribe, again, are able to see it. It's free, so if you haven't already done it, go to franksocial.com and set up an account so you can get alerts on your device when this thing occurs. Now, this allows Mike and his organization to put the election thieves on notice that they are being monitored. Now, there's always counterpunches to all of this. We'll have to wait and see how this goes. But this is going to be much bigger. You know, this will be a much bigger headache for the foul, wicked doers of evil in election theft than the 2000 Mules was. But we need to move toward a conclusion for the show today. And let's do that with some health news. Evidence is mounting that this latest COVID variant that is supposedly turning into a global pandemic is another plandemic. What is triggering the CDC to talk pandemic in America? 8 cases. Can you believe this? 8 cases of this new variant. And I think all of them are among the vaccinated. Certainly the vast majority of them. So much so, the CDC is now warning the vaccinated are more likely to get sick with this new variant than are the unvaccinated. Really? Yeah, really. Do you remember this is exactly what was explained at the very beginning of this whole COVID thing? You know, that coming out with a vaccine so early in a pandemic can cause the problem that they're describing right now. You see, it challenges the virus at a time when it's very, very active and replicating very, very fast. It challenges it to put that energy of replication to avoid and to dodge the vaccine, right? That's what it happens. And it creates a situation where the variants find a way to fight off the vaccine attack, making it useless. This even causes the virus to become stronger and more deadly, when otherwise the virus would naturally back off. Because, you see, the virus isn't served by killing its host. I studied it early on, but I remember this was explained as a likely outcome if we went too quickly into vaccines before the virus began to back off and stabilize itself, to run its course. And now it is happening just as these top-tier virologists predicted. I mean, the ones that were shut down, whose careers were ruined, whose lives were destroyed. There is payday someday. And someday is coming soon, along with the warnings of another pandemic. Mask mania, of course, is returning. But this time, we're getting some help from the scientific community. The physiological burden of prolonged PPE use, and that's personal protection equipment, on healthcare workers is concerning. And here's a study that warns of the dangers. As for all the rest of us, here's another study that was recently released. And it measures the quantity of harmful, volatile, organic compounds inhaled through masks. Yeah, from their manufacturer. The masks are dangerous for reasons I didn't even pick up on in my original research of 964 articles and so on. Oh my goodness, for my book, Let My People Breathe. You need that book? Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. It's available wherever books are sold. Get a copy. Do it today. Don't put it off. You must read this book. Do it now and start informing your friends right away, your relatives, your associates, and your neighbors, and get them to buy the book as well and read it. And do that now before they start hammering us with these fool mandates. Now go here to get the book. And the link is in my notes, but it's booklocker.com. Do a search for Let My People Breathe. Oh man, I've got to close. Check out my live stream Saturday night at about 9 p.m. You can go to brainmassage.net. and send me an email to let me know you want the link to join in. Or you can find us on Facebook, Santa Maria Lighthouse, and my name, Jerry, or Scheidbach, and jump on with us. Be sure to say hi when you do. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. You might need the 1-1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. And God bless America. And God save America. I will be in my pulpit this Sunday. And I look forward to seeing you in church.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.